Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by On Alert Dini. Union Minister for Communications and Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, has said that the northeastern states have become a priority for the government as for the first time in 65 years, infrastructure facilities such as rail, road and air services have been modernized and increased over the past 10 years. Delivering his speech after the inauguration of the roadshow in Chennai yesterday, the minister pointed out that in the next decade, the northeastern states will undergo a transformative journey, thereby providing a fast-growing ecosystem to the whole world. The minister said the central government has envisioned several projects to enhance economic opportunities in the region. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw met OpenAI CEO Sam Altman in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Vaishnaw said Prime Minister Narendra Modi guides them to democratize technology and Mr. Altman appreciated the Prime Minister's vision. The minister said he had a super cool discussion with the OpenAI CEO on strategy of creating the entire AI stack, GPUs, model and apps, adding that OpenAI was willing to collaborate on all three.
Our young entrepreneurs, our startups, our researchers, they are really, really focused on getting that next level of innovation, which will reduce the cost. We have been using multiple AI applications within large, so many different departments, so many wings of the government. And I think that can really help us solve these population scale problems.
Mr. Sam Altman said, India is an incredibly important market for AI.
India is an incredibly important market for AI in general, for OpenAI in particular. It's our second biggest market, tripled users here in the last year, but mostly seeing what people in India are building with AI at all levels of the stack, chips, models, all of the incredible applications. So I think India should be doing everything. I think India should be one of the leaders of the AI revolution. It's really quite amazing to see what the country has done and embraced the technology and building the entire stack of things on top of it.
Voting for the 70-member Delhi Assembly ended peacefully yesterday. A voter turnout of 60.42% was recorded in the polling. The highest poll percentage of around 66.25% was recorded in Northeast Delhi district, while Southeast district recorded the lowest voter percentage at 56.16%. Prominent figures also casted their votes in the capital yesterday. The counting of votes will take place on Saturday. Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday emphasized that the entire Northeast is now on the path of development under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He was addressing the distribution program of over 2,800 appointment letters in Tripura government through video conference. He highlighted that the Tripura government is providing jobs with complete transparency without any discrimination, recommendation or corruption.
Northeast pehle ugrawad, ghuspet, blockade, drugs, armed trafficking, bhrashtachar aur jatiya tanav ke liye jana jata tha. Aaj vikas, connectivity, infrastructure, education, investment aur agriculture development ke liye jana jata hai.
MLA and chairperson of the Committee of Privileges and Ethics, Muatoshi Longkumar, have convened a meeting of the committee on February 14 at 11 a.m. in the C. Chongsin Committee Room of the Assembly Secretariat. In this connection, Nagaland Legislative Assembly Secretariat, Secretary in Charge, has requested the members of the committee to make it convenient to attend the meeting. Deputy Commissioner Kohima Kumar Ramnikan has informed all concerned villages and ward colony panchayat under Kohima town that the 13 Assam Rifles will be conducting small arms firing at firing range Kohima garrison. All concerned have been informed not to enter or take cattle for grazing near the firing area till 28 February of this month. Twinsang District Table Tennis Association, organized by 4th edition of Open Table Tennis Tournament, concluded yesterday. 25 players participated both in the single and double category. In men's single category, Beso Chang defeated Mahasi in the final, while Sangkap and Kaimang defeated Yenti Ongbu and Toshik Kwing to lift the men's double title. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.